Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for January 7th to the 13th, 2017. Palestinian leadership warns against moving the U.S. embassy to occupied Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israeli gunfire leaves two Palestinian killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. One protester was injured. Many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday as Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlements protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Mishd Bajali with the details.
This week, anti-wall and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Belayn and Nailin, in addition to the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized in Kfar Kaddoum village. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. In Belayn and Nailin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the Israeli wall separating local farmers from their land. One youth was hit in the head by a rubber-coated steel bullet. He was moved to Ramallah City Hospital for treatment. Doctors described his condition as stable. For IMMC News, this is Mishd Bajali.
As preparations for the Paris conference are on the move, Palestinian President warns Trump of moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, and Trump team denies the remarks. IMMC's George Shmawi has more.
Senior officials at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team disavowed American Jewish businessmen who told the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that Trump is serious about moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Trump's special representative for the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, Jason Greenblatt, told Israeli newspaper Haaretz that Daniel Erbes does not represent President-elect Trump, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, or anyone in the upcoming Trump administration in any manner, nor does he know Trump's views about Israel-Palestine and the peace process. These statements followed Abbas warning Trump not to take this move. Abbas said the move would have a disastrous impact on the peace process, on the two-state solution, and on the stability and security of the entire region. On his part, nominee for Secretary of State position in Trump's administration, James Mattis, said Tel Aviv is the capital of Israel, putting himself at odds with Trump. In the meantime, Paris International Peace Conference is confirmed for next Sunday, according to Palestinian official sources. Palestinian ambassador to Paris, Salman Al-Harfi, said he's expecting the conference to give a boost to the long-stalled peace process, as 70 countries and 5 international organizations are expected to participate in the conference. He confirmed the participation of both the United States and Britain and the absence of Israel in the conference. French President François Hollande said the conference aims at setting the Palestine-Israel issue as an international priority. On the other hand, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed that Paris conference will move peace backwards and added that Israel is not bound by any decisions that will be made at the conference. He told Hollande that if the conference is cancelled, he will meet with Abbas in Paris, a step that apparently was not seen valid. For IMMC News, this is George Rishman.
Two Palestinian civilians were killed this week by Israeli army fire in the West Bank in separate attacks. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli forces target border areas. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian man was executed on Tuesday by Israeli soldiers inside his home in Al-Far'a refugee camp north of the West Bank district of Tubas. Israeli forces invaded the camp and stormed the home of Muhammad Salhi, 33, assaulted his old mother when she tried to stand between the troops and her son. Then a soldier fired 6 bullets from a gun with a silencer from a point blank, killing Salhi. His mother told local media that she did not hear the bullets. She only saw sparkles coming from the gun, and then she saw Muhammad fell in the ground. Local medics moved Muhammad to Tubas City Hospital, where doctors said that bullets penetrated his neck, chest, hand, armpit, pelvis and thigh from the left side of his body. Muhammad previously served a 3-year sentence in the Israeli army prisons. Earlier in the week, in occupied Jerusalem, soldiers invaded on Monday and searched many homes in the city and abducted 2 brothers and sister of Fadi Al-Kumbar, who was killed Sunday of this week. Al-Kumbar drove his truck into a crowd of Israeli soldiers waiting at a bus stop in Jerusalem, killing 4 soldiers and injuring 15 others before he was gunned down. Also this week, Israeli bulldozers demolished Wednesday 4 temporary structures installed on 5 dunums of Palestinian lands in Jabal al-Mukabbar area in occupied East Jerusalem, allegedly for being set up without permits from the city council. On Tuesday, the city council in occupied East Jerusalem demolished 5 temporary barns that were installed at Palestinian lands in Jabal al-Mukabbar as well. The Israeli attack is part of a campaign that would lead to the demolishing of many buildings and structures installed in what Israel calls open areas. It is also part of the tax campaign Arnona imposed on all residents of occupied Jerusalem, consisting of very high payments that the Palestinians cannot afford and subsequently suffer high compounding interest and debts. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 54 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops abducted at least 58 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children. In the Gaza Strip, the Israeli soldiers stationed on military towers across the border fence near Erez Terminal in the northern part of the besieged coastal region fired many live rounds at homes and lands close to the border fence on Tuesday and Thursday of this week. Damage was reported, but no injuries. For IMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 7th to the 13th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Naji and me, Iman Abdurrab Bannoura.